shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Live from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, at Station Head headquarters, it's Brooklyn Live with Chef Plum and Serena. Tonight, Michelle Rogustin stops by from the Food Network, plus a live performance from Silvestri. And stay tuned because it's Pie Face Night. Give it up for Chef Plum and Serena.
Yeah. Well, hey, Serena. What's happening? It is happening. I can hear myself talking out there. It's pretty funny. It's getting really loud. I don't think you like my intro, though, do you? Not very much. It does, right? It does, right? Well, guess what? Welcome to Brooklyn Live, the first episode here happening. It's myself. It's the community manager herself, Serena. We're hanging out here, and we got our good man, Ryan. He's sitting here in the background. He's ghosting everybody.
I'm the AV monitor. I'll be here all night, motherfucker.
He's there. He's dropping F-bombs already. I haven't gotten started yet, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited. I got a great show tonight. Michelle Rogustin is hanging out with us. She's fantastic. You met her out there, right? She's awesome. Can't wait to talk to her for a little bit. She's throwing us a hang loose sign. And then, of course, we got music from our friend Silvestri, who is a very talented guy. I can't wait to talk to him a little bit and see. Listen, every time I keep hearing his music, it makes me feel like I should break up with somebody.
Ooh, that's serious.
Is it? I can't tell.
Our good friends over... let me grab me a beverage here. The Great South, that's a pale ale, the Jetty Ale.
Great South Bay Brewing Company providing beverages for us tonight here on Brooklyn Live. These guys are doing a great job. They've kind of been friends of ours since the get-go here, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. What are they, Long Island?
Yeah, Long Island. That's right. That's right. Get that mic close to your mouth. I'm not trying to. I didn't make the joke. I'm just saying, keep it up close to your mouth.
Wow.
But they're here. They're supporting us, which is great. I love the fact that we're getting the support from local breweries like this.
So big shout out to Great South Bay Brewing Company. Thanks for being here, guys. I really appreciate it.
I think we should get Michelle in here.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, why don't we get Michelle in here and talk to her a little bit? Because she's super cool. And one of the fun things about Michelle is we became friends about a year ago or so. And we're broadcasting now, so you're walking right into the middle. Here's a microphone for you. You get some headphones. She's got herself a nice Great South Bay Brewing Company beer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
What is it? The Blood Orange
Blood
Pale
Orange.
Ale.
Yeah, Blood Orange. That's what it is. Michelle, thanks for coming.
Dope to be here.
You made this trip. You drove. You got your Jeep. You're all tanned, looking amazing. And...
Okay, listen. I got my Jeep going. Halfway through when I hit traffic, I literally made a video and went, who would decide to drive a Jeep on a 93-degree day?
Ooh. Right.
Oh, I was dying. I was like this. I was trying to duck under the visor and hide. It wasn't working. So I'm super tan.
Well, listen, yeah. I think that here's why you're cooler than me. Can we just talk about that, Serena?
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we're making a list? Okay.
Well, I do. I already have a list. I make a list a second. Michelle's one of my favorite people. We've become buddies. I want to be her friend more than she wants to be mine. That's okay.
That's not true.
No, I'm like, I'll grow on you. You'll be like, that dude's awesome, finally. But I drove in here. I paid $285 to fill up my Prius. And I drove in here. And you know, me, I'm 6 foot, pushing 6'3", 250 pounds of twisted steel, sex appeal, Serena.
Oh,
and I'm driving
nice.
In, right? And then I hear the story of you. And by the way, my Prius, by the way, does have a subwoofer in there. So I'm like,
whatever.
Yeah, it's dope. But then,
so mine is a Willys, like special edition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like this awesome blue gray. Says Willys on it.
Nice.
Super sexy.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
Good
but
Jeep.
That's the thing.
Sorry.
So you look amazing driving, and you're all tan, got your glasses on, top down on the Jeep, looking great. And then here I just feel like I'm sucking at life.
No way. You came in going, unts, unts.
Well, that's all I got.
Tennis. Well, you got something. And you're here, and you got this cool show.
Well, I'm here, but it's also hot in here. We should get like an air conditioning or...
There is
and we
air
have a dog.
We do have a dog.
We have a dog.
Michelle Rogustin from Food Network's Beat Bobby Flay is joining us live in studio. Check out Beat Bobby Flay Thursdays at 10 on the Food Network. And follow Michelle on Instagram, at Chef Michelle on Instagram with one L.
So Michelle, listen, what have you been up
to?
I mean, you and I have talked before, and we've done events together. We had a lot of fun. Hopefully, we get to do it again.
We're doing it again.
It was awesome. I hope I get asked back. I don't know. You definitely will.
I'll tell Lindsay. I'm like, every time I talk to Lindsay, she's funny. She goes, whenever we plan, every year, the first two people is like you, and it's like Gordon or somebody.
Yeah.
But I'm like, cool, because I'm not doing anything.
Right.
And, you know, everybody else is like these superstars, and she's like, but you do whatever.
Yeah, but that's not totally true, though.
I mean,
you're doing all right for yourself. I mean, you turn on Food Network, we watch you on Beat Bobby Flay all the time, judging people and telling them how bad they are.
Which is, I'm so nice.
You're the worst.
Listen, today I literally got, my sister sends me a picture and was like, you're on TV in Israel. I was like, that's awesome.
That is amazing.
So then I write, I'm speaking Israel, and I had so many people go, dude, you're speaking Hebrew. That's exactly what I mean.
You tried. That was a valiant effort.
Whatever. You know what I mean.
Right.
I got you.
I got me. I knew what I was saying.
Yeah, I was with you on that.
Somebody wrote, it said the third whatever word is your name. And I was like, dude, that's cool. Cool.
So it was like a bunch of like characters and gimmicks, and all of a sudden it said
Hebrew writing.
Yeah, then it said Michelle. Well, same thing.
Nice.
Then it said
nice.
Michelle, right?
Yeah, it said Michelle Regasses.
Nice. Yep. God, I don't even know if I can spell you. I can barely spell your last name in English.
It's easy. Greek. R-A-G-U-S-S-I-S.
It's a lot of I's and U's.
I know. Every time I say it on the phone, too, because I have this raspy voice, people are like, did you say F or S? And I'm like,
listen.
I said S.
Right.
Sam.
So, but with the Beat Bobby Flay, because you and Bobby, you were a Food Network star, mm-hmm. and Bobby Flay was kind of like your guy.
He's my guy.
Kind of bonded, became buddies.
We did become buddies.
I mean, do you text him?
I do text him.
You send him bad pictures all the time?
No, I actually just made, I make cutting boards now.
Which is weird. Right.
So I just sent him two. Nice. And he sent me a picture back with his cat sitting on it, which I was like, dude.
I mean, that's a thing.
I mean, you know, and he was like, getting love already. Wow. And so that was cool. And he loved it. He was like, it's freaking gorgeous.
Nice.
And so I get this like local wood, and that's what I do. I quit my job, buy the house, and I sit around sanding wood. I play with wood all day.
It feels like you're telling like a book you read, like a storybook. Like, and then she quit her job.
I mean,
and
it's
went to
so
forage
weird.
Wood in the woods to make cutting boards
that's
for
what
the
I do.
Friends.
And I carve spoons.
Spoons.
I whittle. I'm like, a whittler.
Like
a whittle.
Are you here?
So somebody, I know, I hate it. I don't like any of it. But.
Right.
I started whittling spoons to clear my mind from restaurant shit.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Of course you can.
Station head, you can say anything.
You can say anything you want.
Yes, station head. So, restaurant shit.
We're the reason radio's dying. I know. Stuff like this. That's the thing.
You know restaurant shit, right?
I do know restaurant shit quite a bit. Yeah, the restaurant conversations. Here's the thing, especially in this day and age now, it's just becoming. I was talking about it last night with some guys. That's what she's talking about, Serena. It's just Serena's not a restaurant person. But, right. like, just how it's all so messy, the conversations.
You know what? It's messy. It's toxic. It's sexual.
Yeah.
This is the way I say it. If I have to spend 14 hours in a room, essentially, a day, I better like the people that I'm around.
Right.
So, like, can you imagine 14 hours a day being like, are you – freaking kidding me? Like, you have to listen to this.
Oh, yeah, no.
And nobody wants, like I was telling him, I don't want to talk about sex. I want to talk about carrots. Not carrots.
I mean, that's a bit of a toss up. I'm just being honest.
Like,
I mean...
look, if I just got these beautiful farm carrots, what are we going to do with them tonight, chefs? Instead of being like, yo, you
know. I made a penis out of it.
Yeah, right. That's what I get.
Wow.
Look at this carrot, chef. Right. And I'm like, dude, seriously.
Oh.
There's a time and a place
for everything, right? And, and especially if you're like a serious chef and your food.
For sure.
Is serious, and I'm serious.
But being where you are now, you get such amazing produce. You're up in the Hudson Valley, and there's such amazing stuff up there. And I mean, I don't know. I think that you actually are in an area where if you went to a restaurant, you might find a different group of people than what you're used to, because people are so serious about food there.
You are right. I think the only thing was, I'm 48, so I realized all of a sudden I was like, wow, my life is kind of passing me by.
Right.
So if I was to open a restaurant, obviously, I would do it three nights a week and dinners only.
Right.
Because I'd be that jerk.
That sounds nice.
It sounds nice, right? Except for chefs that are serious chefs, like you and I.
Yeah.
Three nights turns into still 50, 60 hours because you're making everything from scratch. You're not buying stock. You're making stock. So you're making gelatos. Or you're making pasta. So
you're open to close. I mean, you maybe 3 days a week, but you're open to close.
And you got to be there all the time. So there's your 60 hours right there. So.
That's it. That's all it is right there. I mean,
so
that's the bottom
line. So
what
do we do is the question.
You do what I did. You get a good private client and you hang out on the beach all summer and you do things like this.
Do you get
this.
To hang out on the beach or are you
I
cooking
do.
All day?
No, man. I make lunch and then I take a little breather and I go to the – I get up in the morning. Here's my day.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning. Mm-hmm. I go paddle boarding.
Okay. I come back. Your life sucks.
I come back. I do yoga.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Right? Mm-hmm. Then I take a shower outside shower.
Yeah.
Then I get in my car and I go to Balsam Farm or these awesome farms. And I talk to the farmers like, oh, today, look at these beautiful fava beans. I'm like, I love fava beans. Let's make something delicious out of that. And then I'll go to the fish market or I'll go to where the boats come in and get fish from the fishermen. And then I go home and make amazing food for people. Listen, I'm not complaining at all.
For how many people?
10 at the most.
So 10, 3 meals a day, 2 meals a day.
I do lunch and dinner. And then for dinners, I'll do usually a 5 or 6 course tasting menu. They don't want that. That's just what I want to do. So I do it. It's dope. And then, by the way, I have 2 people who work for me there.
I mean, so you don't do anything. You just you just shop.
I just cook food.
We're going to take some pictures. Can I take pictures while we do this?
Absolutely.
You do whatever you want.
All right.
But that's the kind of job you could get, though. But here's the thing.
Well, where am I going to get it? There's horse people up there. They don't even know I'm there.
A horse farm is a great job.
I know. Horse people.
Wait, is that code? I don't know what that means.
No, like, okay, all right, so the Hudson Valley is known for like,
yeah,
like Saratoga is known for horse shit,
yeah,
stuff. So there's, Saugerties has like this huge like horse show and horse following. So there's a lot of stuff going on that, I mean, is kind of cool, I think.
I think so, and it's a great area for it too. You'll definitely find something cool up there if you want it for sure. No doubt about it. I mean, definitely there. Here's the thing. We got to market more of the Food Network stuff you're doing, because here's the thing. That's what I did, and people... What we think of it doesn't matter. It's what other people think of it.
I know. You know what? I'm not that person. It's so hard for me sometimes to be like this. Hey, I'm Food Network girl. It's really hard for me to do that, because it's just something I love to do. It's not like,
that's why you tell Serena and she does it for you. That way you don't look
bad. Do that for me?
Absolutely. That's the thing. It's you're setting your perception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, I got you.
I got this Food Network badass.
Right.
You know.
So listen, on Beat Bobby Flay, and I'm gonna tell you my story of Beat Bobby Flay. Is that okay? Because I'm very honest, and you know that.
Okay. Were you on it?
No. I got reached out to like 5 seasons in a row, and I wanted to do short ribs every time, and they were like, no, absolutely not. I was like, no, dude, I can do short ribs. Pressure cooker for fucking kill
why
it.
Not?
Right?
Yeah.
And they were like, no. And then finally they were like, there's no way he would do that. I'm like, I don't know. I think the dude would probably try it. He wouldn't be scared of it.
I mean, I don't think he'd be scared of it.
No.
I do it a lot. And
yeah.
So did they say no?
They said no. They said,
and then why didn't you just pick something else?
Then I started saying no, because there's no money. And
I know, but it would be nice to beat him. Nobody beats him. And I can't tell you what has happened on the last two, but I mean...
We'll talk about you from a judging standpoint when you're on that show. And if you guys don't know, you can check out Michelle. She's on Beat Bobby Flay. There's 4 shows that run on Food Network, and that's one of them. And that's always on. You can always see Michelle on there.
I'm always on.
She's judging.
There
it's either Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, or there's Chef Michelle.
I'm just bringing this up because the Diners thing, the reason I changed my hair was because everyone kept saying I looked like the love child of Anne Burrell and Guy Fieri.
Holy
and
shit.
I was like, Her hair was super. I was like but blonde.
Right.
Yeah, those were the pictures that I saw.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm not doing it anymore. That's it. So recently, when I saw Bobby and went into to shoot, I guess there was a lot of post people from Food Network Star, and they were all like, "Oh my God, your hair!" And everyone was like, "Don't change your hair." And he went, "Leave your hair. You're gonna be taking more seriously."
Yeah.
So I was like, "All right, whatever."
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well.
Anyways, it's super cool.
Your hair looks
great
now. I'd leave it alone. I wouldn't do anything
different.
I'm like
a greaser now.
It look like you haven't showered in a while.
Yeah, whatever.
But that's cool. Whatever.
I showered like 3 times today, by the way.
Did you?
Yes. Oh, good.
You do smell terrific.
It's good.
She smells awesome.
Thank you.
I smell like tacos.
Also smells good, but I don't know that I would tell you.
Mm. Yeah. Ate tacos? I want tacos.
No, I'm just a fat guy, so I would smell like tacos.
I had like an egg today.
talk about the judging process and how that works. Because listen, I've talked about it before when you do these shows, like especially for instance, the taste on ABC is a complete work. It's not real.
Yeah. Okay. Right? So Beat Bobby's real.
Yeah.
It is real. I mean, we taste the food and
we're
literally like, I mean, fully honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, it's TV. You have an earpiece in, but it's really just for you not forgetting.
Now in your earpiece, are they like, Michelle, talk about the sauce. Talk about the sauce. And you're like, I hate the fucking sauce. Talk about the sauce.
I mean,
the sauce sucks.
They might be like, remember that you like the char on that steak.
Ah, gotcha.
And then I'll be like, oh, yeah. And then I'll go. And then the weird thing about doing television when literally you're wearing an earpiece is you have to, like, wait that second. And at first when I would do it, I'd be like this. Okay. And I'm, like, looking to the sky, you know. But
right.
Now I just go. I really like the char on that steak.
Nice. You
know? I'm going to start looking for that.
And then you'll notice
I'm look for that.
And you'll be like, oh, my God, there was a pause. And then, bam, you go into it. So, but it's super cool. And, you know, these chefs that are really trying to win, they're really trying to win.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to beat him.
I've had some buddies on there who have done pretty well, and you know, I have some buddies who haven't done so well.
I mean, it's legit. Like, you go in, you eat. To me, it's like I eat the food. If it's one time I went in, I was like, there was something on the plate that I was just like, why did this person even put that on the plate? I wasn't a jerk. Totally. I mean, I wasn't like, dude, why'd you put that on the plate?
Right.
Which is what I wanted to say.
Michelle Ragusas from Food Network's Beat Bobby Flay is joining us live in studio. Check out Beat Bobby Flay Thursdays at 10 on the Food Network. And follow Michelle on Instagram, at Chef Michelle on Instagram with one L.
So I got to judge ProStart Nationals this year, which is like for the high school kids, an amazing situation. I got to get you involved. That's so freaking cool. I mean, you can wear a toque and whites and they don't play. Oh, yeah.
They're serious.
Oh, yeah. It's yes, chef, no chef. But here's the cool thing. These kids are part of this, and they don't speak till spoken to. It's very... It's like you're in culinary school again. It's very, very regimented how they do things, right? Which I think is missing in this day and age in the culinary world.
Well, now students are like this. I'm going to go to culinary school, and I'm going to be on the Food Network. Just like you're saying. And then they don't know how to cut an onion.
Yeah.
They're like, I just want to do TV. That's all I want.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I mean, I say it all the time. Having the TV stuff is, I've been doing this for 25 years now.
Yep.
That's a byproduct of 25 years of experience.
Of work.
Same thing for you. How long have you been in this business, man?
25 years.
Right. It's a byproduct of the experience you've got.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people need to realize that because you've done so many fun things with it. I mean, now you're like the Waltons up there in in the Hudson Valley, just forging wood and making cutting boards.
Listen, I'm still doing, I do a lot of charities, so I'm an animal lover. Coco.
Yes, you are.
So I just, the SPCA up there, I went to a big auction and I donated myself off for a dinner of eight.
Very cool.
And, you know, I do Make-A-Wish, which is a really big one for me, and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I always do the Maine chapter just because I lived in Maine for so long. And so it's really cool. Like, I've made, like, three wishes come true in my life.
How about that?
That's crazy. Like, if you think about it.
That's very cool.
It's you know, so most of this, the Food Network stuff is really for me to get a platform to be able to do good. Because... Yeah. If you're not giving back, you're doing nothing, right? See, you're whittling friggin' spoons and making. You're friggin' sitting there by yourself like this. What am I doing?
I would be so happy to watch a 45-minute video of you just not saying a word, whittling a spoon.
Yeah, let's get on that.
I might swear sometimes. I'm like, or I might go, if I cut myself, because I do that, and my hands break out, and I'm like sweating.
Right.
But it's really cool to get this wood from a 23-year-old kid. And he like mills his own wood.
He wants a Food Network show.
And then he probably wants a woodworking show.
No, just out of context.
I thought he was yelling at me.
And then he dries the wood, and then I buy the wood, and then I make tables or I cut it and make cutting boards. So everyone's like, start branding and selling cutting boards, but it's difficult.
Here's the thing about it though. So if you take 2 seconds and just think about it, everybody in here. And by the way, we have an icon, Ori's in here. She's sitting there by herself. She's not saying anything,
she's in
it. She's
awesome. So happy to have her here. I was talking about this last night with somebody. It's just, if you take 2 seconds to actually think about the job that you do, like what you do to put a roof over your head, where it's taken you in your life. For me, just thinking about cooking food, something so just simple, cooking food has put a roof over my head. Cooking food has given me a wife who is way out of my league.
Yeah.
Cooking food has allowed me to travel.
Right, we get girls.
Up top, booming. You put me in amazing places. See what's up?
Get the ladies.
It's where the food is.
There you go.
Yeah,
I know.
But like, it's allowed me to travel and do things and meet cool people like you. And food has now allowed me to sit here in this studio in this brand new application that people are going to do. It's going to be giant to talk to you.
Yeah.
This is all because of food.
I always think that when I go out to work and I'm like, if I'm in a bad mood or I think, wait, you get to take this raw product and turn it into something beautiful. And if I was ever in a bad mood, I made a special, say it was a ravioli special or some kind of pasta, I would go out and watch whoever ordered it, take a bite, and just wait, and then see their face.
Yeah.
And then I go, that's why I do it.
Yeah.
That was it. It's satisfying. Wow. And what it does, you're right, to be able to, you know, I mean, there's a food problem right now, right?
There's for sure.
A lot of shit going on in the industry. But when you source really good food and your animals only have one bad day, and they're living on a beautiful farm and it's quiet and they're not scared. Cause I believe that you're ingesting that fear.
That's
we want to make it happen the right way.
I think we have a responsibility. We're getting real deep into food.
We do
We have a responsibility as chefs. I mean, you have farmers who work so hard 15 hours a day just to make these unbelievable vegetables, to pull them at their peak and pull them so we can get the most unbelievable vegetables that we can possibly get, or beef, or chickens, yeah, or anything like that. Us as chefs have a responsibility to take that into consideration when we're doing it, do the best we can with it.
Yep, and show people.
Right?
I have. Do we have time for the story?
As much time as you want.
There's a place that just blew my mind.
Okay.
So 2 weeks ago, I'm driving and I go to Stone Ridge, and everyone's talking about this meat vending company.
Okay.
Meat vendors, like a vending machine.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep. Ooh. Applestone.
Did you tell me about this, or somebody else?
I don't know, but I'm going to give a shout out to Applestone.
All right.
And so that they have butchers on site.
Yeah.
And they get everything from like the town over, from a farm. And so they have you walk in, and there's a vending machine that says beef, lamb, pork, and sausage.
Wow.
And they make all the sausages. And legitimately, it's like Porterhouse $22.99 or whatever. We'll say dry-aged beef, $6.99 a pound. Flap steak, blah, blah, blah. And it's every cut. And all you do is press a button, and it flips to different cuts and different
no
prices.
No way.
Wow.
And the cool thing is there are people in there from 11 to 6 working. So, like, you could talk to them and get whatever you want. But it's open 24 hours. So after 6 o'clock, the vending machines are open 24 hours. You could just go in there. You swipe your credit card. You pick your meat. It's brilliant.
That's amazing.
And it's all coming from
it's
really beautiful
no way.
Holy.
Wow.
Meat vending machines.
Well, meat vending machines.
I didn't know that's where you were going when you started this.
Yeah, like right? That's what I'm saying. It sounds gross when you say it.
Well, it sounds like a Brooklyn thing.
That's what I'm surprised it's not here.
It's
Josh Applestone, who was a butcher at Fleischmann or something.
Fleischmann's,
so he's done some stuff. And
how about that?
Yeah, he's super cool. And
how about that? Well, it's fun because here's what's cool right now is hanging out here. Is Brother Luck, and Brother Luck from Top Chef this past season.
Where's Brother Luck?
He's around here somewhere. He's around here somewhere. But he just did a dinner at the James Beard House last night.
Nice.
Yeah, he's hanging out. And we'll talk to him in a minute. I see you. We're going to
holler at you
in a minute.
Brother Luck. Yeah, yeah, what's up? Big.
Brother Luck's a big dude. He's awesome. We spent some time in New Orleans together. We actually, a great story. It was a bunch of us. We did an event in New Orleans called the Farm to Table Chef's Challenge.
Yep.
And we're there hanging out. And Brother Luck's there. And his mom comes, Mama Luck. That's his real name, Brother Luck, by the way.
Right.
His mom comes, really? And somehow or another, I don't even know how it happened. And dude,
that's what I asked.
Pinky
too.
Swear.
Really?
Pinky swear. Not lying. Not lying.
Really?
I need to see a birth certificate. No, I'm
first
sure.
name brother, last name Luck.
Yep.
What's his middle name?
Dude.
Brother Dude Luck.
There you go.
Brother Dude Luck.
But I end up at this. We end up on Bourbon Street at this gay bar, and we're hanging out, and it's a bunch of chefs. And chefs, whatever, man. And his mom is with us, Mama Luck, and she's the most amazing person ever.
I love these names.
Mama Luck was there. That's what we called her. And brother, talk about your mom right now. He can't hear me. But and I never had did not have a drink in my hand because Mama Luck was there. It was the craziest thing ever.
I wonder why chefs always end up at gay bars. I just did an event with Brian Duffy.
I like I love Duffy.
All right, so Duffy and David Rose for adoption in Rhode Island.
Nice.
And we ended up at like some serious drag shows.
I'm gonna tell you why I end up there.
Why?
Well, I'm kind of a bear.
You are such a bear. Oh my God.
I don't mind having drinks bought for me.
We should do something at Bear Week.
I don't mind having drinks. I have a little bit of hair on the chest.
Do.
I don't mind having drinks bought for me.
Right?
I have a little
Why
bit of
not?
Muscle mass, so it works out well.
And the guys are like, whatever. And
fuck
you're
I don't care.
Dude, I wouldn't care.
I've been married a long time. I'll take what I can get. That doesn't listen.
Wow. It's,
you know, just whatever. Sorry, Serena.
Wow.
It's just the way it goes.
Sorry,
it's cool.
We're going there. Okay.
But I don't know, man. It's fun. I love it. It's fun. I don't know how we got. I didn't even know. That was my thing.
Fun.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And Brother Luck was telling me. He was like, hey, man, you know this is a gay bar. And I was like, is it? I wondered how come I hadn't bought a drink yet. I was feeling pretty good about myself. I was like, wow.
These two are all buying me drinks.
This is great. They want to be buddies. Let's hang out. What are you guys doing? I'm going to cook food for you. They're like, absolutely.
Yeah, it's super fun. We get to do a lot of really cool shit because of this.
Yeah,
and that's
see?
Another thing.
It's cool when you think about it, right?
Like, oh, yeah. Like some of the things I've gotten to play with, sit in the room where penguins run across your feet. Because I did. Yep.
Whoa.
You're an animal lover, so I know.
I love
Listen,
animals.
I did the Monterey when they were doing the big Monterey Seafood Fest, so the sustainable.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like this. All right. I can either go to all the food lectures.
Right.
Or I could make friends with all the animal people.
Mm. I love
so
that.
So I got to feed sea otters. I almost quit my job and
this
like
is
was
the
like
dream.
The dream.
Ugh.
I got to hold a seahorse wrapped around my finger.
Oh my God.
Yep.
It's literally my dream.
Yeah, legit.
Wow.
I got to play with an octopus, which now I don't want to eat octopus.
Yeah, because you're like that was
it wrapped
Teddy,
around
the octopus.
I'm telling
they're
you.
They're amazing animals.
And
Ryan,
then I got
Ryan
to sit in the penguin room
either.
And penguins were like literally like this over my feet.
Oh. Ryan, why don't you eat octopus?
I would just like to I think you shouldn't eat octopus. They fall in love. They know when you're killing them. And they could problem solve like like a third grader or something like that.
It's third grader sounds delicious.
I don't see
squid you could eat. They're
right, because they're dumb.
Cell.
And yep.
Octopus.
See?
Wow.
But listen, it was smelling me.
And I used to love octopus.
It's delicious, but it literally was smelling me.
Really?
It was wrapping around, and I got a little nervous. And the woman was like, don't get nervous. It's smelling you, and it's going to let go. And it let go. And from that day on, I was like, nope.
Wow. Oh, how about
that? And I'm Greek, and I have a hard time eating lamb.
I don't know if that's even allowed.
Yeah,
I
can't eat lamb.
Jeez.
It's really hard.
There's another one.
Uh-oh, here we go.
I can't eat lamb.
Lamb. We found that on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a musician, and we were looking up lamb, and I saw pictures of lamb, and I always thought lamb was sheep.
Yeah.
But as you know, mutton is sheep.
Yep.
Lamb is
gross.
Yeah. Everybody.
Oh.
It's baby sheep.
Baby.
Oh.
You eat babies. Don't do it.
You eat babies like veal. I'm also Sicilian. We know. I don't. Yeah. I don't.
No,
you know. So
wow.
I also have this problem at. As you get older as a chef, you
right.
can't be ignorant anymore. You can't be like that rah-rah 22-year-old chef. Now you have to think, where are you getting it from?
Yeah.
And that's why I say if the animals have one bad day, then...
That's it.
But pick and choose. I pick and choose what I'm going to use, what I'm not going to use. And
dude, she's so deep, isn't
but
she?
That's not even chefs, though. That's a human thing.
It's a human
Everyone
thing.
Needs to educate themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people
what are you
who are
eating?
Like, I don't want to know. I don't
no.
want to know. I had a lady come into my restaurant and go... One of the servers came in and goes, hey, chef, she doesn't like her chicken. I was getting it from a farm down the road, and the guy was feeding the chickens three clovers that he planted. And he moved the pens three times a day. And the lady actually said the chicken was chickeny.
Wow.
It's chickeny.
Chickeny? I was like,
it's
what?
Chickeny.
What was she looking for?
I think she was looking for, like, Tyson and whatever kind of flavor
right.
you put
Fake
into
chicken.
It. So when I talked to her, she was kind of like, well, maybe I went, do you mean more gamey? And she was like, yeah, kind of like turkey-ish. And I was like,
wow.
Well, let me tell you why.
Michelle Ragusa from Food Network's Beat Bobby Flay is joining us live in studio. Check out Beat Bobby Flay Thursdays at 10 on the Food Network. And follow Michelle on Instagram, at Chef Michelle on Instagram with
tell
one
you
L.
Why. And well, so, you know, we have to educate the peeps.
I think educating the peeps is a great idea.
Yeah.
And I like to educate the peeps on some new music.
Yeah.
I like music.
I like music.
I like guys who play music.
I like that cutie out there.
He's a great dude, right? He's sitting right there.
He's adorable.
There he is. Serena, you think we should tell everybody out here to be a little quiet and
just
get a song from Sylvester? You want to walk out there and give him a heads up?
I got you.
He's so cute that he makes me go.
Oh, okay.
Not like that.
But what if he's octopus?
Well, that's okay.
We'll ask him when he's done. We'll ask him when he's done.
We're teaching.
That's what we'll do. We'll ask him when he's done. All right, let's hear a song. Let's hear a song. This guy has an amazing voice. I'm excited to hear him. Ryan, I'm excited for you to hear this guy. It's very different kind of music for myself. Normally, it's a more of an R&B style type thing.
This is when Station Ed's ear becomes the voice, so everyone turn your chair around.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, turn your chair around.
What? I was like, where are we going?
All right.
If you like what you hear, blow it up.
And you can, of course, you can find Sylvestri on Spotify by just typing his name in there, S-I-L-V-E-R-S-T-Y. Ladies and gentlemen. Sylvestri.
You should never kiss and tell your secrets. Baby, what we're doing is dead wrong, dead wrong. I got mine, you got yours, shouldn't do this anymore. Baby, we've been doing this for way too long. We're running out of time, seconds till we lose our minds. You're dragging me to hell. Got me under your spell. You're just so fucking attractive and sexually active. I know that we cannot prepare. What starts off wrong does not. Well, I can't explain how fast I fell. You should never kiss and tell your secrets. Can't explain how fast I fell. You should never kiss and tell your secrets. Can't you hear the clock? It's going tick, tick, tock. And we're running out of time. Seconds till we lose our minds. You're dragging me to hell. Got me under your spell. You're just so fucking attractive and sexually active. I know that we last I fell, you should never kiss and tell. Your secrets can't explain how fast I fell, you should never kiss and tell. Your secrets, I know in my heart that what we're doing just isn't right. But I can't let you go and disappear into the midnight. Take hold of my hand, baby, let's fade into the twilight. Look at you and me, living wild and free, like we'll be young forever. I know that we cannot prepare. What starts off wrong does not end well. I can't explain how fast I fell, you should never kiss and tell. Your secrets can't explain how fast I fell, you should never kiss and tell. Your secrets.
How about that, huh? Wow. Well, we'll bring another chair in here. We'll bring another chair in here and talk to her for a minute.
All right.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
That
I kind of
awesome.
That was
You're
amazing.
So cute.
Right?
So
right? You got to share a mic with them for a little bit, Michelle. Is that cool?
That's the JMZ subway for everybody listening at home.
Oh, the subway driving by. Yeah, yeah. Dude, that was awesome, man. So good. Thank you, man. That was awesome. I really, really appreciate it. Here, you guys are going to kind of share the mic here for a second. You're going to lean in and talk to her. You get close to Michelle. She likes you. You're good.
I like you. You're
cool. I love Michelle.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
I saw you on the Food Network, and it feels so surreal to, like, see you here
oh
in
God,
person.
Thanks.
It's so weird. Like,
is it?
Yeah, like, I see pixels of her on TV.
Hey, let's get close.
All HD in person.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Super HD.
We'll take pictures.
So we'll get it closer to him so we can... So you can have him here. Dude, that was an amazing song, man. And
you
got a little intense there with it, too. I mean, it's funny when you hear people who write songs. And I've talked to Ryan about this in the past before. Where does that come from? Like, where does that come from inside of you to write a song like that? Because it's, I won't say it's aggressive. I was kind of aggressive.
It's,
but, like, I mean, where does it come from?
It's a heartbreaking song.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
Somebody.
It's intimate. It's personal. That song is off of my new album, Silvestri and the Housemen. It's called Secrets. And that song in specific talks about being involved with somebody else, whether two people who are in a relationship
right.
and you're being involved with somebody else, whether it's sexually, you know, physically, emotionally, the feelings are just there. And the hook of the song says, what starts off wrong does not end well. And I mean, you learn from personal experience and also just by meeting people. That song was inspired when I met a girl that I was working with. And she was telling me about, like, her relationship with this guy that she was with, and she wasn't happy. And I went into my phone, and I typed in, like, immediately, what starts off well does not, wrong does not end well. And within the same week, I just started to write the song. Like, it flew out of me because I was also living in a point in my life where I was with somebody, but I was having certain feelings towards somebody else.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So deep.
Okay. Well,
talk about putting yourself out there.
Wow. How about that, huh?
Yeah. It's I mean, all of the songs that I've ever written are very deep, personal. I mean, if I write it, it's because I've lived it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing, man. I know a lot of your influences, too, looking back at some of the stuff I found out about you was just, I mean, even going back to old school pop artists and things like that. What brought you into playing music?
It was just something that I grew up doing in church.
You can have a beer now, by the way, if you want. You want a beer?
Yes.
Here, have a beer.
I
just did it on purpose.
Sorry. Not drinking. Because you
have to sing.
Yeah. I do not drink before I sing. Some people claim, Chef Plum,
what's that?
That you sound better
oh,
when you
phenomenal.
Drink. I feel like it makes me sound worse.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal.
So, got a lot to learn.
I refuse to have a drink before any performance. I always wait till afterwards, and then Tug it down.
Yeah. I used to refuse to have a drink before performances, too. Then I ended up with three kids.
Yeah, right.
Hey!
Wow.
Hey, be here all week, folks. Try the veal. Oh, wait. Don't eat veal anymore. Try the octopus. Nope, don't eat that either.
Don't eat that.
Shit. Have some chicken nuggets.
We'll never eat octopus.
Never. But I mean, you've been playing a long time, right? How old were you when you first picked the guitar up?
Oh, honestly, the guitar I didn't pick up until my junior year of high school. So I was about 16 and a half, 17 years old. I'm 29 now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you also cut hair, a very talented hairdresser.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how I got into that,
oh, yeah.
I've been working on my music for ages. I mean, I started singing when I was 4, writing songs at the age of 12. I released my first album when I was 21. And I have 3 albums out right now, working on my 4th.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been working on music for so long. And
dude, Hey Mama is a fantastic song.
Thank you.
Why did I just say fantastic like that? I never say that word. That was but I didn't say fantastic. I was like fantastic. Like I made the A silence or something. I don't know.
I like it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. So it's a great song. Hey Mama's amazing.
Thank
Can you do it acoustic
you.
Or no? If you can't, it's okay. I get it.
I feel like I probably could.
It's such a great song.
Nothing
it
I
is.
Really
I
rehearsed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drinking.
Yeah, I just drank. I just drank. But I look at you've put out so many different albums and so much music, and it's like such it's not an easy game to be in,
no way.
Know? And when you choose to be in that game, it's very, very difficult. And I've talked to friends of mine who are musicians who say the same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing for you. But we're in a day and age now where social media is such an important part of all of our lives where it doesn't really have to be, you know, by a big record label or things like that anymore. You can still do pretty well just by having your own music on Spotify and things like that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm still struggling with the exposure part of my music. I mean, I have the songs. I have great producers that I'm working with, and I'm just, you know, taking it slowly for now. That's pretty much why I got into hair. I feel like I've been doing the music for so long and really not seeing, you know, me being where I want to be musically. So I'm still working on it, but at a slower pace, and that's why I'm doing hair now, men's and women's,
like
and I love it. It doesn't feel like working.
See,
I used to do
money.
Hair. Yeah.
You no, still but make music money. Is awesome, though. It's an amazing outlet for it, too. And, like, you know, doing different forms of media is a great way to grab, you know, people who maybe wouldn't have heard your music before, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely an outlet. After that song.
Right. I mean, we were letting something out, weren't we? Wow. I mean,
I'm gonna go home.
And I was like, "Oh my god!"
You started really getting into it. Michelle was like,
so
"Whoa, okay."
What
okay.
happened there is I heard Michelle say shit earlier,
yeah.
And when I rehearsed the song,
I said, "Watch your fucking mouth."
The curse words out, and I said, "Oh, if she can say shit, I can say fuck."
Right.
What the hell?
Hell yeah, you can. Hell yeah, you can. That's what we do. So with you're working on a new album right now, right?
Right now, I just released my third album. It's called Sylvester and the Housemen. It's anywhere that you can download music digitally.
I spelled your name horrendously wrong.
S-I-L-V-E-S-T-R-Y.
Michelle has a question. Yeah, I was going to go there, too.
You're the houseman.
I'd like to be a houseman. You want to be a houseman?
Can we?
Oh, boy.
There are a few DJs that I met in Brooklyn. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and I moved to the Bronx, Throgs Neck, about 2.5-3 years ago. So I wound up linking up with these two producers, Orlando Garcia and Mike Paradise Lugo. And there are a few other people in the team, Eric Brody and Miguel Serrano, and they're really dope music makers. I mean, the songs sound great on, you know, with the guitar because it's very stripped
raw.
Down.
It's very raw.
Very raw. But if you hear the pop versions online, I mean, these guys really put in work.
Man, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. So
isn't that a great song?
That's awesome. So good.
Yeah, yeah. You got to eat the mic, remember?
So good.
All right. That was Serena's weird librarian voice she does sometimes. Sometimes I'll call Serena, and she goes, and she has to be quiet here in the office, and she answers the phone. I'm like, it rings, and I see her answer. And before she says it, I'm like, hey, what's up? And she's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, what are we doing? What,
my
this
business
is
times voice.
This isn't
like
what
it.
We do.
I like it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But there's definitely business Serena and hanging out Serena. And lately, I get business Serena. I feel like I'm in trouble. You ever like call a friend and then they answer the phone and you feel like you've gone to the office in like elementary school? Yeah, that's what happens when I call Serena sometimes.
I know. I feel bad now. I think
no, you don't.
Really, it's because I just work too much.
You do.
Yes.
You do.
You do.
I think that's
the case. Do you do other things besides this?
This, and this.
It's really...
Well, yeah. Have you been here all day?
Yeah. Oh, all day. Yeah. Oh, but you know what? It's different when you love it. So, like, I'm not.
Right. That's what,
it's all good.
You have
that's
to
it,
love
right?
it.
Yeah. That's it, right?
Gotta love it.
So, dude, what's Sylvester, what's next for you, man? You're going to work on the album, and then what's the plan? Are you going to try to do some shows around, or?
Yeah, so I just graduated cosmetology school. Yay, me.
Good for you.
I went to get my license to cut hair legally in the state of New York.
Says the bald guy.
Your hands. I should have known you before.
You could have cut his two hairs he had.
So now that, I mean, I was getting a lot of invitations to sing at a lot of different events, but I was so focused on work and haircutting and trying to finish school that I was saying no to a lot of really good gigs. The thing about me is when I put myself into something, I'm very much devoted and committed. But now that the school part is over and I'm just
I think we all know that. We heard that song.
Work.
Like, you were
on The Voice.
I've auditioned
Good call.
For The Voice and America's Got Talent and American Idol and X Factor, and I've had no luck.
You just got to keep doing it.
I got a question. Yes.
Tell him.
Did you go for once each one?
No, I did all of them three times minus X Factor. Yeah. I did it twice.
I think everyone's story is like, they're like, I've been here like six times in a row. Like, you got to keep going.
I know, it's tiring and it's like, no, I'm in Food Network, so that was my third time.
Yeah.
And the second time, I thought I was going to, I was like, dude, I got this. And I didn't, and I got so drunk. I was so mad that some cab driver asked to lick my toe. that happened in the whole night. Literally, I was like,
God.
You didn't get it? Shit, I'm going to go get drunk.
Yeah.
Then I was driving back, and then he was like, Miss, can I suck on your toe? It really happened. And so I don't know why I just told you that story, but I did.
And you were like, no, I don't like octopus.
Went, maybe she said yes. No, I don't know.
Who knows what?
A hot girl, I might have been like, yeah.
Sure.
That's
go for
weird,
it.
But
go
no,
for it.
I mean, who wants like a dude? And I was like, he just asked some. I'm like a 200 footer, right? 200 guy wants to suck on some lesbo's toe,
right?
Really? Hey. Sure, there are some hot women with like heels that you want to like.
Oh my god!
You know, but nope.
But
I'm
she's
wearing
right.
Converse, and he's like, I want to suck on your feet. Anyways, back to the story. You got to keep going.
You 100%
never give up.
I got Michelle and I have similar, well, not similar Food Network star stories, but she did better than I did. But I got the contract for season 10, Food Network star. And I was going to be on. It was great. Signed the contract. Done deal. But at the time, I was hosting on the Hallmark Channel. They wanted me to quit my job that I was getting paid good money for. I had two spots left. Like, yeah, you got to quit that shit right away. And I was like, really? Can I just finish it up? But no.
Nope.
So they tear the contract up in front of me. And they're like, hit the road. Don't kick rocks and flip-flops. Get down the street, son.
Wow.
I was like, really? Yeah, it was crazy. And then top that whole story off, and I'm done. You've heard. I think I've told you the story. I got called to do a stand-in position at Food Network for Food Network Star. Right? Stand-in. Turns out, I stood in for the guy who won, and I stood on the set for Food Network Star, and I won as the stand-in.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy.
I looked at the sky, and I was like, I hate my life. I don't know.
So crazy.
I want to kill myself right now in front of all these fucking people.
Yeah.
But you got to keep going because, you know, we were talking about it earlier. The jobs that you do, the things that we do in life that seem mundane and regular and normal, what I do is cook food for a living. And cooking food for a living has brought me into this room right now, sitting here. There's Ryan. There's Serena. Ori's sitting right there.
Yes.
Here's Michelle. And here's you. And we're sitting here talking. You just played a kick-ass song, and we're about to get smashed in the face with whipped cream. And all that's happened from cooking food. So
and
no matter,
you know what? I hung out with two old ladies. Do you know who the Brass Sisters are? I just said old ladies, but they're old.
Wow.
Like they're like, no, legit like 75 and
middle. I want to point out really quick. I think Michelle is the only person in the world that I know who can say something derogatory about somebody, but it sounds like a compliment.
Yeah,
like she has like, a smile.
Listen,
she's like, no, they're really
they're
old.
They're like 75 and 80, and they have a show now.
Yeah.
I was on their show, and I was like,
were you really?
First, I was mad. I was like, how the frig did these two old ladies get a show? And I
after his song, you said frig?
Yeah, I know. All right. I was fucking pissed off because they got a show, and it was like kind of dumb, even though I was on one episode, which was cooler. But they got a show. So, you know, they've been baking and wrote books their whole lives, and now friggin' 80 years old. And they just almost won a PBS Emmy.
Stop it.
What
damn. That's amazing.
See, keep going.
We submitted for the Emmys, and we just got ignored, which I was really angry about. It's a long story.
I'm winning an Emmy.
We should win an Emmy together.
Let's do it.
Let's do
I'm
it right
so
now.
So down.
Right now. We should do a show where we criticize things we don't know anything about.
Totally.
I think that show exists.
And just call it regular life.
That's like something we've seen.
We can act like we know what we're talking about, but we don't. I don't know a lot of what I'm talking about. I don't give a shit.
It's got a microphone. It means you're an expert.
I know about food. That's what I know
That's
about.
It. That's it. But I think that's the point of the whole show tonight, Serena. It's kind of come to – it's found its own kind of point from a positive aspect is that no matter what you do in life as far as a job or whatever, for you, you've traveled the world doing your job.
Sure. Yeah.
You know? And how did you get those opportunities? Well, from your job. And it sounds so silly and mundane, but look at all the things it's brought you and you got to do. And, again, here you are sitting right now having this conversation with awesome people. And it just – it's amazing when you think about it.
It's very true. You never know what's coming. You just have to keep moving. Move forward.
Move forward. Yeah. You always have to keep moving.
That's what I say. So, look, I'd love – will you do one more song for us in a minute or
yes.
no?
Yes. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd love that. But first, we have to crown a champion.
Oh, shit.
We have to crown a champion. And I think that I'm going to have to get the official judge since our brother, our friend Brother Luck is here. I might have to make him the official judge.
Ooh,
but
okay.
You guys ever play Pie Face?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Okay.
That means yes.
I heard of it. I think I saw it on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Really?
You're hitting like a button.
Well, that's the Pie Face duel. This one is we spin a spinner and you count and you turn this knob and it magically.
What kind of pie?
Yeah.
Can it be apple pie?
Are you going to bake one first?
Shepherd's and it's hot.
Is it like hot. Banana cream or chocolate cream?
We're just going to put some whipped cream on it and make it simple. Would you say, Ori?
I'm hungry too.
Oh, Ori's hungry too. We're going to have octopus and shepherd's pie.
No.
It's going to be delicious. We're going to put octopus in this and smash with it. But I think we should play this game. It'd be awesome, right?
Yeah.
Hanging out tonight is the one and only Chef Brother Luck from Top Chef. Just got done doing a James Beard dinner, man. How awesome is that?
What's going on? I'm honored to hang out with everyone. This is crazy.
I told the story about last time we were in New Orleans together with
drag
your mom.
Drag queen bar.
That's
I said all chefs.
Hey, I blame Leanne. It was Leanne Wong's fault.
It was Leanne Wong's fault, actually.
She was like, let me take you guys somewhere.
But I was telling the story. I was like, I met your mom, and your mom was awesome. And
hey,
Mama Luck is awesome. And I said, the best part was... my drink was never empty. She just kept bringing beverages out for everybody.
She did not play Captain Morgan all day.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And she was like, honey, what can I get you? And I was like,
you better be careful, man. We might be related.
You're
going to be stepdaddy plum.
Oh, shit. That feels a little dirty after Sylvester's song. So we're gonna play a little Pie Face, right? We'll do two rounds of it, ready? So basically, the way Pie Face works, what we have, what's wrong?
It needs to stay here, so you might want to.
Oh, so we'll move around. So I was gonna pick it up and sit back and turn it and do it, so it doesn't hit anybody's face. So basically, what Pie Face is, you guys, you have a little spinner here, right? We flick this little spinner, and it hits four or three or two, and however many that number lands on, you have to turn this crank. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn this crank. Maybe it goes, maybe it doesn't. And your chin sits just like this.
This is some bullshit.
You're supposed to hold this.
It doesn't work, though. What is it? Just put it like there. We'll find some paper towels. Whatever. It's just whipped cream. Right, brother, or no?
Yeah. All
right.
Sure.
And you turn this gimmick right here.
Get up.
And it goes. Now, there's no way to really... I was going to try to take the hit for everybody, so I could just do it on my own. I was going to try to count the lights and pro wrestling this and make them look champion and I lose. I don't know how to do that with how it's set up.
Can't rig
so,
it?
Mm-mm. All
right.
I don't know if I can.
Shit.
It's
a risk.
I'm willing to go first. I'm willing to go first, unless one of you guys wants to go first. But Brother Lux, if you're our official spinner, brother, can you do that?
Oh yeah.
Or do you want to do what you're doing?
I feel like Michelle should go first because I think it's going to take some time to get there, right?
Really?
You know that now.
All right. All you're going to do is you're going to hold this in your hand like this.
Who spins? I spin?
No, brother's going to spin. For, okay, brother's going to spin.
Perfect. Brother.
Yes.
Spinner. Look at me.
I got you.
Look.
Spin low. Right?
You're going to sit like this and you're going to turn it and we need to make sure we find some paper towels if we don't have any.
Look, this is like a 2-year-old's game and I'm like, you tell me how to do that again?
You got this.
All right, brother's going to spin it here. Are you sure you want to go first?
I'll hold it.
It's just like one click is one turn, okay?
Let him roll.
Brother's going to spin that for us.
All right.
Oh, my God. It landed on a 5.
My bad.
So each click, and we'll do 3 rounds.
You do?
Right. I was hoping Michelle and I were going to be friends. Thanks for coming on the show. I'm really happy you were here. On 2. Here comes for you. On 2. Oh, my God.
This game sucks.
Wow.
Damn it.
I thought it would go that quick. Wow.
So it went on two, and whipped cream. You got a little something right here. Wow. Wow. Thanks for coming. I'm really glad you're here.
Oh my God, you look brand new. The tan is working.
Isn't that amazing, right? All right. So Michelle's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
Michelle's out. Okay. It's down to me and Sylvester. You ready?
We're continuing?
Yes, we are. Oh, yeah. You ready? You look pretty over here with your crystals on and your blonde hair, but nothing makes it better. Yeah, yeah. You want me to go or do you want to go?
You go first. Look what happened to her.
All right. All right, here we go. Brother's going to spin it. Give me a two, brother. Come on, give me a two.
No.
Yeah. He's spun a five. Can I? All right, here we go. Ready? So here we go. One, two,
three.
It's not rigged.
Can we play spin the bottle?
I was like, you know.
I think I'm outnumbered.
Okay, we go in.
All right, here we go. So Sylvester's got it in his hand. Whipped cream is on there. Mm-hmm. Brother Luck is spinning it. Here we go. So it better be a five again.
Oh,
that's
wait.
A two.
It's a two.
Serena's got to call it.
Serena,
it's just barely a two.
I think it's a
it's
two.
Just barely a two.
Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate it. That's right. Undefeated. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I spun it five times. The daughters. It's their favorite game. It's so much fun. You guys are the best. Thanks for coming on.
Yes,
it was so fun.
You
guys are awesome. That was awesome. You guys, Michelle, social media, Chef Michelle on Instagram, right?
Chef Michelle on Instagram, 1L, yes.
1L on Instagram. That's where they can follow you. And, of course, check you out on Food Network on Beat Bobby Flay.
Ooh, ooh. And, new season coming on, I think, September. So there'll be a couple episodes.
How many episodes did you do?
I just did two recently. So, nice. In the last month.
Good for you. So check her out there, and of course follow her on social media. She's awesome, and of course look for her doing really fun events. And if you enjoy seeing things like old school TV shows like The Waltons, you can follow her on social media. You'll find her whittling spoons out of wood and making forging wood
and making cutting boards.
They are badass cutting boards. That's right, cutting boards. And of course, the one and only Sylvester hanging out. Great, beautiful voice, great song, man. Make sure you follow. You can find him on Spotify. Spell your name because I messed it up.
Sylvestry.
Tons of music there.
Sylvestry and the Housemen.
Tons of music there. New album coming out?
New album coming out. I don't have a release date, but it's in the works.
It's coming soon, right? And you'll do another tune for us? What tune are you going to do? What tune are you going to do?
This is a song off of my new album that I'm currently working on.
You guys are great. Thanks for checking out Brooklyn Live. Serena, thank you for all your help. Big shout out to Jace. Big shout out to Ryan. Brother Luck, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
Or, of course, and can't forget our good friends over at Great South Bay Brewing Company providing beer for us tonight. Great people. We appreciate it. So, guys, let's give it up one more time for Sylvester.
Scared of the shadows, trapped in the darkness. My biggest fear was that you had forsaken me. And I remember when I would call on you and to think that because you were silent, then I was alone. Not because I am not alone. You walk beside me and I'm still. When I'm in your arms, I don't want, cause you're all I'll ever need. You satisfy me and my soul for more of you. comes upon a time I was living in darkness, walking through valleys. My biggest fear was that you had forsaken me. I remember when I would call on you, and to think that because you were silent, then I was alone. But even then, you were watching me. I fear not, because I am not alone. You walk beside me, and I still. When I'm in your arms, I don't want, 'cause you're all I'll ever need. You satisfy me, and my soul longs for more of you. I love you more than my life, and I'll live for you all of my life. I love you more than life itself. I fear not, because I am not alone. You walk beside me, and I'm still. When I'm in your arms, I don't want, 'cause you're all I'll ever need. You satisfy me, and my soul longs for more of you. Once upon a time, I was scared of the shadows, trapped in the darkness. My biggest fear was that you had forsaken me. Ooh.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.